Today's daf in Masechet Gittin, brought to you by Ben Kumot Yerushalayim, is daf Samach Gimel, and we're holding at Samach Beit Amud Beit at the four lines up from the bottom. Itmar, Haveli Gittiv Ishtecha Amra Hitkabeli Gitti. Now here the question is, if we have a shlichut where it isn't clear what the shlichut is, at least not to the Baal. The woman says, bring me my get. The shliach goes and claims that the woman said, be mekabel a get on my behalf. The Baal says, Helech kama shamra, take it according to the way that she said. Says Reb Nachman that Rabbi Bar Avuha quoted Rav as saying that in that case, the get is never going to be a get through the shliach. Afilu higia get liyada. That's rather strange. So in other words, the shliach ends up not being a shliach lohalacha mitzad habal and not being a shliach lekabala mitzad the woman. How do we explain this? Shemamina, so the Gemara's first assumption is that the basis of this is that adibura didei kosamich. Obviously, the Baal, when he said, take it as she said, didn't mean to say, take it as she really said. He accepted the words at face value, and he said, well, if that's the case, take it as she said. So in other words, since he was presented with a phony shlichut of Hitkabel, and he said, okay, if that's what she said, fine. So then, because of that, he never made a shliach l'holacha, and the shliach wasn't a shliach l'kabbalah, so then how is she going to get the get? A non-shliach kabbalah can't be mekabel get, and a non-shliach holacha cannot be melech get. So it turns out, there's no get at all. And therefore, you see from here, the general rule, that in a case, this would be applicable to cases that have nothing to do with getting, in a case where an agent inaccurately reports what his agency is, and the recipient of whatever it is he's supposed to do takes it, he's taking it on face value, even if he says the way it is. The way it is means the way it is, I'm assuming, if this is the case. So this is a very basic yisod in Shluchiyot. Because look, if he really meant the way it was as she said, di adibura kasamich, so then michimata gita liyada miyatigaresh. I mean, she had actually said, be a shliach laholacha, and he was makabel on himself to make the shliach whatever she said, if he meant what is reality, so then that would mean that he had created a shliach laholacha. So why wouldn't it at least be a shliach the way she said, so that when the get arrives, it should be a kosher get? So we see from here, a yisod in shlichiyot, so claimed, we're going to use Reb Nachman as the one who is the bearer of this halach, even though it's in the name of Rav. Amravashi, now wait a minute. Hachi hashta, absolutely not. If you want to bring a raya, I'll tell you what the case could have been that you could have been a raya from. For instance, let's say, Bishlama Yidma Ipcha. Suppose the case had been presented in the opposite direction. And Reb Nachman had said that where a woman had said, Yitkabeli Giti, and then the shliach comes and misrepresents the shlichut, and he claims that ishtecha amra haveli giti. And then the Baal says, as he said over here, well, whatever she said, helech kemosha amra. And then Reb Nachman amarav baravu amarav would have said, maybe, let's say, kivan shegia get liado migureshet, right? Now, what had she really said? Hitkabeli giti. And then if Reb Nachman had reported, and the moment indeed that it was Itkabel, it's already a real get, so then I could have proven Adibura Didaka Samich, right? Clearly, because he meant the way it really is, and the way it really is that she had made a Shliach L'Kabbalah. Or, let's say he would have passed in the other way. Let's say he would have said that Inami, only when it comes to Iter Het. Okay, so then that would have proven that Adibura Dideka Samich. I don't know what he would have said, but I'm just saying, whatever the case was, what he would have said, it would only be clear if it were presented in the opposite direction, where the woman had said Itkabel, and he said to the Baal that no, I'm a shliach lo lacha. Fine, then you could have proven it, but you can't prove anything from here. Why? Because when you expect a shliach who is actually made as a shliach lo'olacha from the wife, and he changes it to say, I am a shliach to be mekabel, and you say, with whatever your kavana is, take it as stated. So then what's going on? He, the shliach himself, never accepted upon himself to be a shliach olacha because he's not agreeing to go to her. He's saying, I'm a shliach lekabalah. That's what I'm willing to do. He, the Baal, says, okay, so take it as stated. So if he means as stated by her, the shliach says, well, tough on you, because I have no intention of traveling 40 miles to get back to her. I don't want to be a shliach lolacha. So over there, even if ultimately he gets it into her hands, it's meaningless, because he was oikar the shlichut. But in a case where it's the other way around, where he's willing to be the shliach, well, so what's wrong? How do you know what Rav Nachman would have said? Maybe he would have said it's immediately a shliach. Maybe he would have said it's a shliach when it gets to her hand. But you certainly can't prove it from here. So bishum da'akri shliach v'shlichut l'gamrihu. The shliach is saying, I am a shliach only for Kabbalah. And he isn't. He wasn't appointed a shliach Kabbalah. And he's not agreeing to be l'holacha. Lo avina, I am not a shliach l'holacha. Omri v'na barchi, okay, let me see if I can prove it. Okay, tashma. So a man makes this our Mishnah. He says, be mekabel this get for my wife. And we say that means be mekabel in your hands and bring it to her. Or holach get zeli ishti. So the Mishnah says, ratza lachzor yachzor. Taima deratza. Holo ratza havi get. So in a case like this, what is it saying? It's saying that in the event that he wouldn't want to, because we're accepting that it's a real shlichut. And we've already been through this. We know, of course, how it's going to come out. What's going on? Did he ever make him a shliach lolacha? No. Can he make him a shliach lekabala? No. So how do we understand that when the get gets into her hand, it's a good get? So we know how, because we've already understood that yitkabel means yitkabel v'tein. Fine. But before, if you don't take it that way, so Rav Huna Bar Chiya understood it to mean, ela amrina, kiven shenatana inav legarsha. What we understand is that, look, we understand that the intent of this person is to get a get to his wife. He couldn't care less about how that gets to his wife. He just wants to get rid of his wife. So Mamela, whatever he's saying, you know, Meimar Omar, he's saying to himself, I don't give a hang, I don't know the details, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a rabbi, I'm not an expert, just take care of it. Let her be Megureshet, however the shlichut works. So whatever, if it works through Olacha, so let it be Olacha. So then Hakanami, you could say the same thing in our case or Nachman's case. You should say, look, the guy is clearly trying to be megarish her. So how can Rav Nachman say it's not a shlichut at all? If he's natani enough legarsha, I mean, isn't he at least saying whatever shlichut would work? That should be the shlichut. So meimar amit garish kolech de megarisha. Oh, come on, says the Gemara, please. Achi hashta, hatam adam yodea shein shlichut kabbalah. In our mission, what are you saying? He's you throwing around the language Kabbalah, but he's such an idiot. He understands, obviously, he can't decide that she's that the shliach is going to be a shliach in Kabbalah. So then when he gives it, he's obviously giving it specifically l'shem holacha. And that's what he meant. He meant titkabel v'tein. But over here, you could actually have made the mistake. And you could be thinking, you know, that maybe she really is a shliach l'gabala. I mean, that's what the guy said. So if that's the case, when he gives it to her in that fashion, he means, I'm giving it to you l'shem to be that Kabbalah. And even if the reason is, as we said a moment ago, like Rav Ashi, the real reason is that Rav Nachman is saying that the shliach was eker shlichuto completely in this case because he never agreed. Fine, so then that itself would be the difference. We're saying, I don't care if you don't hold the Rav Ashi. Let's say you don't hold the Rav Ashi. Obviously, if he's trying to bring a raya, then he doesn't hold the Rav Ashi because it's ridiculous and not connected to the case. All we're saying here is, look, you obviously either didn't hear Rav Ashi's pshat or you don't hold the Rav Ashi's pshat, and therefore you're trying to read the case as being similar to the case of the Mishnah. Well, obviously, for Vashi's way, it's not similar to the case of the Mishnah. The Shliach wasn't Eker Shlichus in the Mishnah. It has nothing to do with it. But even if you don't hold of that, you could still see an obvious difference, because it is possible, the way we were learning, not like Rav Ashi, the guy's making an honest mistake. A shliach is telling him something, he's accepting it on face value. Oh, my Rav Tashma, okay, I'm going to bring a raya. Kitana shamrait kabeli giti. Now, obviously, a kitana cannot make a shliach, and therefore, if she makes a shliach for Kabbalah, then that shliach is not a shliach for Kabbalah, but he is a shliach for holacha. So it's eno get, achiagia get liyada. Now that means that kimati get liyada means that even though he was presented to the husband as a shliach of Kabbalah, if the husband had given it to her, to him, then it would have been a shlichus for holacha anyway. And once the get gets there, it's megarish. Now how do you explain that? Because according to Rav Nachman, it should not be a shliach for holacha. Amai. Alav shliach lolacha shavya. It's not supposed to be a shliach lolacha, according to Nachman. Elo, what are we going to say? That obviously, given shnatani nav legarsha, that since the husband, he wants to get rid of her, so he doesn't mean when he says okay. Okay means whatever will make it okay is okay. So meimar amar tigarsh kalechad megarsha. So then we're back again. This is very similar to Nachman's case. Hokinami given shnatani nav legarsha meimar amar tigarsh kalechad megarsha. And there, too, of course, we have the same answer. In the same way that in our Mishnah, a man knows that he cannot make a shliach l'kabbalah, a man who's married to a ketana also knows that a ketana can't make a shliach l'kabbalah. It's the same exact thing we said before. And therefore, he means to be gomer v'natana l'shem halacha. Masha'in came over here, halacha, it could be a mistake that he's samech on the words of the shliach, because he's married to a woman who's a gedolah who could have certainly made the way that the shliach claims a shliach l'kabbalah, but she didn't. Tashma. And again, this is ignoring the possibility that this is all irrelevant, because the shliach had announced that he doesn't want to be a shliach l'olacha, which is Rav Ashi's teretz, and therefore all of this discussion is moot anyway. But assuming that that's not the teretz, it's clear that there's a difference between a case where we have reason to believe that the man knows what he's talking about and had every intention of meaning the halachically correct solution, as opposed to a case where he doesn't understand what's really going on. To jump to the conclusion that, well, he doesn't care, he's saying whatever will be. Why should we say such a thing? If it's something that any fool knows, why should we say he doesn't care and he's just throwing words around? He does care and he means to do it correctly. Tashma. Now, how about this case? Ravei the woman says, bring me my get. The shliach goes, and he says, Ishtacha amra, hitkabel ligiti. Or vice versa. Hitkabel ligiti. And the shliach comes and says, Ishtacha amra, havei ligiti. And the guy responds with the words, holech v'teinla. Now, some learn this is all one word, holech v'teinla, or others learn, either with holech or teinla, or zachila, or hitkabela. The halacha is over there that ratza lachzor yachzor. All of these cases, therefore, mean shliach lo halacha alone, and therefore he can still change his mind up until the point mishigia get liyada megureshet. Now, there's a number of different lashonas over here. I mean, obviously, hitkabela can't mean that. I mean, hitkabela means bimitkabel. Okay, so then, I mean, I'm assuming that the case, because we had two cases, we're matching four responses to two cases, right? In one of the cases, the fact was that she had said hitkabel, and in the other case, the fact was that she had said holech, and the cases were inverted by the shliach. So I'm assuming that when we have the responses over here, the four responses are meant to match up, and that when we say kabel, it's going on the kabel. When we say holacha, it's going on the holacha, as stated. No. Kabbalah could be going on the holacha. The holacha could be going on the Kabbalah. I mean, the whole point over here is that he inverted the case, right? So if we're thinking, initially, if we're thinking that the case is of, let's say, Lashon of Zachila, which is clearly a Lashon of Hitkabel, or Titkabela, right? Or he says Hitkabel, fine. So first we thought that that's going on the case where the woman had actually said that. Now we're saying, no, it's going on the inverted case. But then the question is, if Kabbalah is going on the case of the holacha, so then michimati gita liyadei la'alter lahavi gita. Why then would the get not be a get when it goes directly into her hands if she had said be mikabel? The guy had inverted it. So then if that's the case, it must prove shmamina da adibure dideka something. He was being presented with something that wasn't true. He was being presented with the fact that he's a shliach olacha. Now he says, nonetheless, be mitkabel, the way she said. So, and yet, it still is saying that the get is only a get when it actually arrives. Why? The moment that the get comes to the hand of the shliach, since the woman had said he'd kabel, and since he said zechi or kabel, it should be a get, unless... Shmamina, unless it definitely means that he's taking the shliach's words at face value, and he always means to give it as per the statement of the shliach. In which case, we understand that itkabel can't really mean itkabel because the shliach is supposedly only shliach lo lacha, so it must mean itkabel and take it to her, like it means in our Mishnah. In which case, we would see from there that we always assume that a person takes the shlichut at face value. Says the Gemara, well, I don't understand how to prove anything. Okay, hashta. Hatam ka amalei helech kamosha amra. I didn't understand. What was the case of Reb Nachman? The case of Reb Nachman is the guy said, take it as per her instructions. And our question was, is take it as per her instructions as stated or as per her instructions in reality? Over here, the guy makes absolutely no reference to the original instructions. All he's saying is, itkabel. And you're saying that it's the same, therefore we can bring a raya that when a person says, take it as per instructions, that means adiburi dideka samech? Maybe that's the whole reason he's saying take it as per instructions. Take it per reality of the instructions. I don't know what really happened. Look, you, I don't know, you look like an idiot, that's what he's talking about. But whatever it is she said, that should be. So that obviously is a different case than this case. You can't make a proof from there that we're going to be semed on what it is that a shliach said when the guy is making the fairest statement that indicates that he's maybe not being semed on what the shliach said. It's a very poor raya against Reb Nachman. Tan Rabbanan, hitkabel igitiel. What about a case like this? She says hitkabel, and the shliach reports accurately. Ishtaka amra hitkabel igitiel. And then the guy says, okay, holech, or tenla, or zakhila, or itkabela, in all of these cases, ratzalachzor, lo yachzor. Because even a lashon of holech, obviously the Tanakhama is saying, is the same as zakhi, which was the question that we had raised in the first parak, and that we touched on yesterday as well. So despite the fact that he used a lashon of holech, or tenla, or even holech vitela, depending on the sheet of the Rishonim, it doesn't matter. It's just a way of saying, and bizocha. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Natan Omer, no, wait a minute. There's two different lashonas over here. If he said holech, or he said teinla, then ratzalachzor yachzor. That is not an acceptance of a shliach of Kabbalah. And until she gets the get, indeed, holech is not kishchi. If he said Zachila or Itkabela, that obviously he Yachzor lo Yachzor. And I don't go along with the Kiddush of the Tanakhama. All cases are the same. And that even Ha'ilek is the equivalent of Zachi. Rebbe seems to be saying the same thing as the Tanakhama. Rebbe says no. All the above four cases or three cases, Imratzal Yachzor lo Yachzor, because it was a Shliach Kabbalah. Only if, as we said in our Mishnah, Ima Marlo, I do not want you to be a shliach Kabbalah. If she should Kabbala, I am saying only be holech lo teinla. In that case, yes. Rotzalach zor yachzor. Wait a minute, isn't Rebbe just repeating what the Tanakhama said? Well, he's adding the piece, right? I mean, maybe that's the point. Iboitema, if she atalashmiina. Maybe that the point is that he's adding that the person can still be specifically removed from his original shlichas, and nonetheless we view it as a new shlichas that he's mekabel, or maybe an achinami, that's obvious, And Akamashma and Mantana Kama Rebbe. Maybe it's just saying, as often happens, when we had an old Mishnah or a Braita, we want to add now, who is this going like? So we repeat the sheet according to the individual. Now, oh, that's who it was. It was Rebbe. Okay. Now, Iboilo. According to Rebbe Natan, what we're saying is, Helech is not considered to be Zechi. Possibly Tainla is not considered to be Zechi. But remember that we had a Havamina yesterday that the Lashon in the Mishnah may be Helech. Remember, we said it's not quite sure that the Girsa in the second part is where he said, Ela Helech La. Maybe that was a Helech La. So now the question is, what would be the din Alib Rabbi Natan? I understand that Helech is specifically Olacha. But Helech means, here it is, you know? Helechi, Hei Shalichi, so to speak, right? That's the this is yours, that Bitya Bat Paro says. Here, you know, handle it. Helech, here, go with it. That's all Helech means. So maybe Rabbi Nassim would be made that since he had presented himself and in reality was a Shliach LaKabbalah in that case, Helech might be the same as Zechi. Helech, you're stressing Shliach LaHolacha. So is Helech Rabbi Natan Geschidami or Lav Geschidami? Tashma. HaOmer Yitkabel Getzel Ishti or Holech Getzel Ishti Rotzel Lachzor Yachzor. That's our Mishnah. Now, Isha Shamra Yitkabel Likiti Rotzel Lachzor Lo Yachzor. And I'm assuming that that would be true about Helech, right? Because our Havamina was that we were changing the gears to later. So maybe even this was Helech. And it's going Afilu Alibid Rabbi Nassan. And that's Gufo why we wanted to say, we're going to make our Mishnah specifically that like Rabbi Nassan. So we'll make the Mishnah work out according to everybody. And the gears in the Mishnah, you paying attention there? You look a little too comfortable. Is Helech. Says Gemara, Ma Piton. I mean, the gears in the Mishnah, the first part, we never had any questions on. Gears in the Mishnah is Helech. So if it's Helech, it's going according to Rebbe. For sure, it's not like Rebbe Nassim. Yes, that's the point. It means two very different things. Helech means walk, go. Helech means take care of it. Yeah, here it is. Helech just means here it is.
Not to be confused with the Helech image.
Right.
With what?
Here it is.
Tashba, lefichach. Imamar lo ha-ba'al iyev shishit tekabela. Now, this case here, the husband says beferish, well, I don't want you to be shalich kabbalah. Ela ha-yalech v'tein lo, ratzel lachzor, yachzor. So what do we see from there? Only because he specifically states iyev shi. But if he wouldn't have said iyev shi, then even though he said ha-yalech, remember, we did think that part of the Mishnah was inverted. So and I'm assuming that that would be true with Helech, and it would be going a Libra Rabbi Natan as well. But as we saw yesterday, we aren't really sure. As Tosa says, we weren't changing the Girsa. Yesterday, Tosa points out, we weren't changing the Girsa. We were just suggesting that it's so easy to get confused between those two words that there are possibly those who just added as Helech, and we just weren't marking enough because who's to think that it's such a critical word, whether it's a yud or a vav, until you find out that it indeed is very critical. So now we've gotten to the point where that distinction for the naive, which wasn't the distinction, might have gotten lost in translation. But now we got to know, so what's the case? Okay, so, I mean, we have no reason to assume that it's necessarily Helech, Alib, or Rabbi Nassim. It could be Helech, Rabbi Nassim would argue, and he would say, Helech is Lav Kishri, and this part is going like Rabbi. So that only if he said, Beferish, I don't want you to be Shliach LeKabbalah, would we say that Helech is Lav Kishri. Toshma, Helech get Zeli Ishti, Rotza Lachzor, Yachzor. In a case where the woman had said that she wants him to be a Shliach LeKabbalah. So over there, if he said Helech, if he wants to change his mind, he can still change her mind. But if he says, Helech getzeli ishti, and she had appointed him as a shliach lekabbalah, lo rotzalach zor lo yachzor. Now, let me ask you something. If he said Helech, according to Rebbe, what is the din? That it's kisri. So how could he change his mind? Okay, so obviously this is not Rebbe's statement. This is Rebbe Nosson's statement, okay? Because otherwise it's a steer to our mission and a steer to what Rebbe says. And yet, it says, but if he said Helech, Then Ratzel Lachzor, Lo Yachzor. So who is saying this? It can only be Rabbi Natan. So let me ask you something. Let's see it inside. Man Shamet Adomer Bahelech Ratzel Lachzor Yachzor. Who's the man? Yomer Otzelech Lav Kischi Rabbi Natan. And he turns right around and he says, but if you said Helech, Ratzel Lachzor Lo Yachzor. So clearly, 100%, there's no way out of this. Shema Amidah that indeed I'll leave it to Rabbi Natan. The difference between Helech and Helech is critical. And if she was had appointed a shliach lekabbalah, and he said Helech, then indeed the shliach would be a functional shliach lekabbalah. He cannot change his mind once he does that. Itma, hitkabel legiti v'shtechamra hitkabel legiti v'hu omer Helech v'teinla omer Rabab omer Ravuna omer Rav. Look, I don't know whether the Helech. Holek, in this case, is Holek Kischi like Rebbe, or whether it's Holek is Lav Kischi, and it's like Rebbe Nassan. And I'm not sure whether he's a Shliach L'Holaka or he's a Shliach L'Kabbalah. So, as far as the Halacha is concerned, he is in Schrodinger's box. Nas Shlucho V'Shlucha. Now, if it turns out that the cat was dead, then you'll need Chalitza.
Wise.
Because in the event that he was really the shliach for Holacha and Helech was Lav Kischi and Halacha was Rak Rabbi Nassan, then he died before she received the get. We can't give a get Lachar Mitah. But I'm not sure. She might not have been his wife. So therefore, even though he died without children, there may be no Chi of Yibum. But so since I don't know, so she can only give Chalitza, not Yibum. Okay. So I'm not sure.
But, that's very cool.
Yeah. So what do you mean you're not sure? Remember the Misafka, Rav isn't sure whether Eilich is Kischi or not. We know that famous psak of Rav. A guy gives $100 to someone and he says, take this to so-and-so because I owe him $100. So Eilich mona leploni shani chayavlo. So Rav says, look, the sender, because he does not have the reshus of the lender, so he still is responsible until he gets back to the lender's hands. Because the lender didn't say, I'm perfectly happy for you to send him with this guy. The lender could have said, oh, no, wait a minute, that guy, don't send anything with that guy. All of the things that are sent with this guy never arrive. Fine, I don't know. So therefore, you're still chayav b'achrayut. But if then you chase half the guys, wait a minute, I changed my mind. I don't want to pay that guy back. You can't take the money back. In Balakzor, in Ochozer, because why? Over there, it's not like a get. Over there, it's a schus. So if Erlich is Kischi, then he was Zecher Ladam Shalom Fanav. So therefore, the guy cannot get his money back. So if Rav is sure that the guy can't get his money back, then why isn't he sure that Erlich is Kischi in the case where he really was a Shliach LeKabbalah? You're saying that he says, I'm not sure? No, come on. That's mominous. What's the din of mominous? I'm not to make a veral of Arias, so therefore would always be lakula, so to speak, in this case. That you keep the money until proven otherwise. So you want to take the money back? It ain't going to happen. Masha Einkein over here, it's a Safak Isura for Gittin. And a Safak Isura is lakumra. Omar Rav. Ein Aisha Osa Shaliach Lekabela Gita Miyad Shliach Ba'ala. So here, the question is, I told you, famous story, that was Rav Avi Shir, right? So, wasn't that the mic? Yeah. Rav Avi wasn't there for it. He put down a tape recorder, and everybody was supposed to listen to the tape recorder because the Rebbe couldn't come to the Shir. So the guys figured, okay, they all put down tape recorders and went away and had a good time.
And sent
them
the picture.
And sent them the piano. So, okay, so you understand that that's a very smart alecky response. So now,
I remember sitting in the back giving the shirt to the tape recorder.
So now, this guy sends a shliach with the get to his wife, and his wife does exactly that. You know, he can't bother sending me a get. Yeah, well, I can't bother to accept the get. So she sends a shliach to be makabel, to get me out of shliach. So one way... exactly. So you can see there were good reasons. So the question is, this is what we normally assume, is that we'll see there are other issues possibly that are involved. But since this is a bizoyan to the Baal, well, there's another shita as well. So then a woman cannot make a shliach because the husband would not have made a shliach to get a slap in the face like that and have her to accept the shlichut al yad shliach. And Rabbi Chanina Amar, Isha osa shliach lekabel lagita miyad shliach baala. Now, what is the svara of Rav? So the first thing that strikes us is, as we said, Ibaitami, we should be zoyan the Baal. This is a very insulting kind of response. But it could also be a gezerah, as we saw before, that since in a case where a husband would have put a get into a chatzar that he knew that his wife was closing on later in the day. So he figures, oh my God, how am I going to get to her? Thank God she's got this deal. She's going to get in this city. I don't want to get to her. So, oh, no, I got to leave town. Okay, I'll put it there this morning. I know they're supposed to close by 1 o'clock. And so the get will arrive there at 1 o'clock. Because there was no Vinat Tamla. When he put it in that chatzar, it wasn't her chatzar, so it couldn't act as yada. Afterwards, there was no netina. You see, even though the get is in her rishus, there was no mice of netina of the get into her rishus. Now, people who see this happening will say, wait a minute. When the get was sent, the shliach didn't exist. Right? So it was sent to a chatzar, so to speak, that wasn't hers. Then she creates it afterwards. But that's the same case. Apparently, that's all right. Okay, so these people make loose kind of comparisons, thinking that they're very smart and that the din of the shliach is the same as yada, which of course it would be the same halacha, but there's no comparison. Okay, so therefore, it might be that the gezerah of Rav is mishum chatzerah haba li'achar mikan, and there's a nafkamina halacha between these two approaches in understanding Rav. Because my binayu came out to cut my yevish avishliach mikara. If she had made the shliach first, then it would not be any mocha for a gezera, because now who's going to mix it up with the bala achar mikan? Now who gav the shadal gita l'davito and ozal shlicha ashkacha kiyatva v'kalisha? Here a guy sends a shliach lo'olacha. The shliach arrives in the house and finds the woman busily engaged in baking a cake. And her fingers are all sloppy with the dough. So she says to the guy, look, I can't touch that thing. You take the get for me. Oh, my love. So he says to her, here's your get. And she says, hey, you keep it for me.
The
shliach who brought it. So now the shaila, whatever happened to the get, so Reb Nachman said, well, if Rabbi Chanina is right, and he argues with Rav, so but basically what is this? She made a shliach lekabbalah, and the Baal had sent that shliach to the shliach lo'olacha. If Rabbi Chanina is right, and you can do that, then I would have said that this is a kosher get, even though apparently something happened to it before she was able to get it. Avi ba'uvta. I would have said this is 100% gerushin. Or Malay Rava, you would have, would you? This is not what Rabbi Chanina was talking about. Remember, we have this arcane halacha about shlichus, which is a very profound halacha. Shlichut cannot be subverted midterm, meaning you cannot suddenly seize a shlichut prior to its completion and become something else, because then your original shlichut is legally batel mavut.
Because it wasn't completed.
It wasn't completed. A shlichut has to be able to report, so to speak, mission accomplished. If the shliach can never say mission accomplished, then he wasn't a shliach in the first place. And since in this case his shlichut of halacha is not accomplished, so therefore, because at that point he was wearing a different hat, so you cannot wear two hats as the same person without completing one shlichut first.
Take okay. One hat off.
The brilliant, brilliant. So we need, and that concept is called Chazra Shlichut Etzal Mishaleach, in this case, Chazra Shlichut Etzal Abal, because you've got to be able to confirm that the Shlichut ended. The Shlichut never ended. And in this case, it's not a kosher, even if the halacha is like Rabbi Chanina, that there's no essential problem in her making a Shliach Kabbalah for the Baal Shliach Halacha. Brilliant. So Shalchul came to Rabbi Ami. What's the din? They asked Rabbi Ami. Shalachlu. He said, absolutely, it would not be a good get, even a libet Rabbi Chanina. Lo chazra shlichut etzel Baal. They sent a question to Reb Chiya Bar Abba as well. They were trying to poll all of the Gedolei HaDor. What are you all about? This fascinating case. So he writes back, I got to think about this one. Nityashev Badavar. Okay, a week later, they send him another question. Nu?
Just like that.
Oh my, what the heck? How many messages are you going to send me? What kind of insulting thing is this? You think I'm supposed to know everything. You don't know it. Why should I know it? I have the same hesitations as you have. And therefore, since it's a Dover Shabarava, and if the guy had died, she needs the Chalitza. Havi Uvda, there was a case like this, and Reb Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta said she needs a get and chalitza. What is that? How could she get a get and chalitza? If the guy's dead, he can't give a get. And if he's alive, then why would she need chalitza? No. Tarte, what do you mean, both? No, I mean, if he survives, then she would need another get. And if he doesn't, you can't get yibam. You would need chalitza because of the suffix. So it would be chalitza le'achar mita. Now, another interesting case. A woman by the name of Nafata. All right. So, he appoints these two people. He says, okay, you write a get to my wife, Nafata, and sign and deliver the get. So they go ahead, but they write to, what was that name again? Tafata. I think of it, Tafata, Rafata, Tafati, exactly. So they write to Tafata. So obviously the get's no good, it's the wrong name. Well, the shlichut is completed. Yeah, they can't just write another get, so they're going to have to wait until they get a new appointment, or he's going to have to make a new appointment because he gave them a one-time shlichut. What are you talking about? A one-time shlichut? What was the one-time shlichut? To write a piece of garbage or to write a get? They wrote a piece of garbage. The piece of garbage has nothing to do with the get. So instead, they never did the shlichus. So mi karmelu ketovu chaspa v'avolai. Write a piece of garbage and deliver it.
I resent the shirt
of poverty. Yeah, I understand.
That's because in your neighborhood.
Ella Amar Rabba said, Rabba, obviously, only if, look, Ivadai Katuv Sada Gitima Alya, they write a proper get, and now the get was sent, it was lost, whatever. There it's true, they can't write another get. I mean, they were appointed to write a get, and they did their shlichus. So there, also Edim Shlichutan. And in that case, it's good all of a sudden, right? I suppose the shlichut was, write a get, and then stick it in your pocket and save it for Christmas. I understand, but write a get and get the get to her. The get didn't get to her, so the shlichut was to get her a get. So Mik Armalo, did he tell them, write a get and then stick it in your back pocket? Then chuabiki saiku. So what do you mean you lost the get? Whatever it takes to get this get to her, get it to her.
Well, that same
shlichus. It's all one shlichus. How about if the shlichut was to give it to a shliach for delivery? Now what? So kitvu utnu l'shliach. Now, that sounds like you are not responsible for seeing to it that the get gets there. Your responsibility ends with you handing over the shliach. Then the shliach loses it, or dies, or whatever the case is. So mao, does that imply that saluke salik lahu? He's saying your shlichut ends, and mind your own business. You did what I told you to do. Very good. Now something happens, I never told you to write another get. Or perhaps he's simply saying, look, I know this is, you're doing me a really nice favor, I appreciate it, take care of it, you don't have to go schlepping out there and deliver it. I know you can't make a shliach, but I'm telling you right now, I want this guy to be a shliach, he'll be a shlich lo lacha. That doesn't mean that the shlichut is over, he's just letir chadidu chayesh, he's being polite, and I don't want you to have to be toreach. Omer le ravina le ravashi, how about if it gets even worse than that? How about if the guy says, give it to such a shliach, and yolich la. So let's say in that first case, where he says, give it to a shliach, where he says, kitvu, and then tnu to a shliach. And they do that. So over there, they did their shlichut, huh? Right? That's exactly what they were appointed to do, because they completed the assignment as it was strictly defined. But if he adds v'yolichla, why is he adding v'yolichla to the Eidim? Give it to the shliach, and the shliach will be molichla. So then what he's saying is, and see to it that it's delivered. Maybe that's what, I mean, it could just be a casual statement. Give it to shliach, he'll handle the delivery. But it could be, give it to the shliach and make sure that the delivery is handled. In other words, you're still involved until that happens. If the shliach loses the get, then he would include rewriting the get anyway. Then it says in the Gemara, okay, basically, either case is a take. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, Afomer toli giti, imratze lachzor, lo yachzor, tol on the part of the woman is considered to be the equivalent of hitkabel, take it for me. So, Tana Rabbanan, any of these lashonos, toli, soli, yeheli biyatcha, which we just had in the case of the woman with the dough, all these lashonot are a lashon of Kabbalah. Samar Gimel. Itman. Haveli giti vishtecha amra, hachkabeli giti. Vuhu omer, okay, heila kubar shamra. Omer nachman amra rababar, vuhu omer rav. In that case, he's not a shliach at all. Afilu igi aget li yadayin imugureshet. Which implies, says the Gemara, that shmamina, dibura didayka samech. Because he had dibura didayka samech, and she's agreed. So then, at least mechimati gitali yadami atigaresh. Amra vashi hachi hashta bishlama yit ma ipcha. You would have said the opposite case. Yit kabel legiti vishtacha amra have legiti. And instead, the Baal says eila kabash amra. So then, there's two options. Either amra benachun amra babavu amra given shigi get li yadam migureshet. I would have learned Alma Dibur Didei, Didaka, Udaka Sama. Or the other option is, he would have said, only if the get is Magia Liyada. So then I would have learned that Dibur Didei Kasama. Aval Hachad is a whole different issue. It's Bishum, the Akre Shliach L'Shlichut Alagamri. The Omar Shliach, essentially, I am a Shliach L'Kabbalah Havina. But Shliach Lo Alakha Lo Havina. Om Revuna Barchia Tashma. So you see, only time in the Ratzah, the Ratzah would be a get. Why? The Baal can't make a Shliach LeKabbalah, and yet he said it Kabel. So if that's the case, why not in Reb Nachman's case too? On his part, okay, but at least why? Who made the shliach lolacha? Elamrin and kiven shinatane navlagarsha meimram tigarish kalechli migarsha. Achinami by Reb Nachman kiven shinatane navlagarsha meimram tigarish kalechli migarsha. Boo. Okay, Ashta. Some of them yodea. Shein shlichut lakatan vegamar venatan lalashum alacha didei. But acha toi. Toshma. Haveli giti vishtacham ra itkabeli giti. Or itkabeli giti vishtacham ra haveli giti. Vu omer. Either Holech, or Tainla, or Zachila, or Ritkabela, Ratzal Achzor, Yachzor. Mishigia Getli Yada, Megureshet, however. Now, I'm assuming that the two cases that refer to Kabbalah were going back on the case of the real Kabbalah, and the case of Allah was going back on the real Allah. No, could be Kabbalah was going on the Allah, and Allah was going on the Kabbalah. So, E Kabbalah Allah, how could that be? Michimati Getu Yadei. It should be the altar, unless Shmamina that the Buri Didei Kasamech. And since he presented as a Shliach Lo Lacha, so that's all that it is. Achi Hashta, Hatam Ka'amar LeElach Kamosha Amra. That's what Nachman. Achmi Ka'amar LeElach Kamosha Amra. Don Rabbanim. Itkabel Egitiv Ishtamra. Itkabel Egitiv Omer Holach V'Teima. Or Zakila. Or Itkabela. Ratzalach Zor Lo Yachzor. Why? Even Haylach V'Teinla is a Lashon of Zechi. Rabbi Natan Omer, He made him a shliach lo lacha. Zachila, itkabela over there, obviously, ratzalachzor lo yachzor. Rebbe Omer bekula, mim ratzalachzor lo yachzor, unless, avlim omar lo, if she should tekabela, lo alech v'tein la, then ratzalachzor yachzor. Wait a minute, that's what Tanakama said, no? Well, the Tanakama didn't add that piece, did it? So, yiboy teme, if she, atalashmiran, or it could be an achiyami, it is exactly what the Tanakama said, and alkamashma, man Tanakama, Rebbe. Yiboy lo, heilech lo Rebbe Natan. Is Halech like Holech, or Halech is Kisli Dami? Or Lav Kisli Dami, just like Yel by Holech? Tashma. Oh, married Kabel gets Elishti. Oh, Holech gets Elishti. Ratzalachzor Yachzor. Hayisha Shamat Kabel Ligiti Ratzalachzor Lo Yachzor. And I mean, I'm assuming that our Mishnah can be understood as Halech and be going like Rabbi Natsan. Yeah, well, stop assuming. The Mishnah's talking about Holech and it's going like Rabbi. Okay, but what about that last case? You yourself raised the possibility was Halech, you know. So Toshma, so Fichachi, Mamalo, Abal, Yefshi, Tishkabela, Halech, Vetainla, Ratzalachzor, Yachzor. And this is only because Yefshi. Aloma, Yefshi, Ratzalachzor, Lo Yachzor. Why? I mean, I'm assuming this is a case of Halech, and it's going with Rabbi Nassim. The reason he can't be Chozer is because Halech, at least, is Kisri. Nu. Maybe it's Halech and it's going like Rebbe. I still don't know what Rebbe Nassim holds about Halech. Toshma, Halech gets Elishti Ratzalachzor Yachzor. Halech gets Elishti Elishti Ratzalachzor Lo Yachzor. Obviously talking about what the woman had made a Shliach LeKabbalah. Now, man shamat lady Omar, that Halech Ratzalachzor Yachzor is only Rebbe Nassim. It's not like Rebbe Tanakama. And nonetheless, that Shito, as Rabbi Nassim says, that the Halech, Ratzalachzor lo yachzor. So obviously, Rabbi Nassim is made that even though Halech lav kisri, Halech is kisri damish mamina. Itma. Hitkabel ligiti, and ishtechamra hitkabel ligiti, and then he says Halech v'tein. Amrav av, amrav un, amrav. Well, I don't know. I just don't know if that looks like Reb Nassim, looks like Rebbe. I'm not sure if he's making his guy a shliach le. He's accepting that he's a shliach le kabbalah. He's trying to turn him into a shliach le halacha. So this guy is either shlucha or shlucha. You have to be machmir in both directions. V'cholets it. What? L'meimah b'safkli l'rav yolech kisqidami l'af kisqidami. I thought Rav actually paskans halacha l'maisel l'gabaya dinei mominis. The guy gives $1 million to somebody. Haitmar halach mana l'ploni shani chayav lo. Omar Rav, look, you're chayav b'achrayut until it's delivered, but you cannot change your mind. And in balach zarnei chozer, why not change your mind? All you did was say deliver it, unless saying deliver it means you can be zocha in it. Nu? That's because he's not sure, but it's a suffix mumman. So if it's a suffix mumman, you'd have to have much of a problem of Raya. So you can't give the money back to the guy. So over there, it's a suffix mumman of Lakula. But over here, it's a suffix Yisura. We'd have to be maybe Machber, and we would say that indeed he should require Chalitza and can't get Yiba. Rabbi Chanina, what's the problem? My time to Rav. Is there an afkamina? Yeah. So, who gave the shadow of Gita to Davita? As a shlicha, and Ashka kiyot with the kalisha. Marla, hela Gita, Amra le, look, I can't take it now, lave biotcha. Reb Nachman, well, if Reb Chanina is correct, and there's no problem in making a shliach to be makaba, a get from a shliach of the Baal, so then I would say, Avdibo of the, I don't see any problem. Amale Rava, indeed. You'd be making a big mistake. Because and he said, listen, Rav is absolutely right. They sent it to Reb Chiya Bar Abba. I'm a tough case. Nityashev B'dava. Father Shokhu, come here to Reb Chiya Bar Abba again. No. I'm a Kalhani Shokhalev. That's the kind of crazy people. Kechan Mesafkal Lidu. What kind of Mesafkal Lididan? Havidavashabarav. Havi Uvda, and Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta required a get and chalitza. What? Tarte, that's a trick. No, he said, if the guy's still alive, give him a get. If he died, it would be only chalitza, not you. No, he, David Korela Nafata. That was quite a shlichut. He told them to write a piece of garbage. And then they got lost. Okay, then they can't rewrite it. That was the shlichus. And then put in the washing machine. How about if he said to the shlichim, kitvu tnu l'shliach? So then perhaps Luki Tzalkilo, and that's the end of the shlichut, or the Dilmat's just like polite, and the Latircha didu kochayish. Or Mele Ravin Le Ravashi. And what if he adds the word l'shliach v'olichla ma'o teiko, even in that case? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer afo omer toli gitim ratzel lachzor lo yachzor ton rabbonen toli or soli u yehele biyatcha kulan lashon kabbalan.